Well, the races are already starting to position themselves and say, you know what, I want this job. In the case of Minnesota's United States Senate job, this is one that I think the country as a whole is going to be looking at. Al Franken did not win by some supermajority. In fact, you remember all the words of the recount and, you know, the disputed election and this and that. Okay, so Al Franken gets in, does the job, and other people now are saying, well, wait a second. I can do that job. In fact, maybe I can even do it better. Chris Dahlberg is one of those. Chris Dahlberg comes from the range. Duluth is home to him, and he sits on the St. Louis County Board as chair. Now, he wants the Republican nomination for the United States Senate. And I want to say this. He got my attention because when I was reading his bio, which is an impressive bio, to get elected in Duluth as a Republican and a known Republican is not the easiest thing in the world to do. And that's what really got my attention. And I believe that for any Republican to win in Minnesota, they can't just be a Metro Republican. They need to be and understand outstate Minnesota as well. Thus, I wanted to meet this guy, and I wanted to get him on News and Views and make sure you had a chance to hear his side of it. Chris Dahlberg, welcome to News and Views. Good to have you on.
Hey, well, it's great to be on, and thanks for such a wonderful intro.
I know that you're going to be heading up in this country. Over the weekend, you're going to be doing some, I'll call them town hall. You can call them front porch, whatever kind of meetings.
Yeah, we're starting out actually Saturday morning. We're going to be in Alexandria for a meet and greet. Then we're on to Fergus Falls, and we're going to be into Moorhead on Saturday evening. And then we're going to stay overnight up in the East Grand Forks area, go to Mass in the morning on Sunday morning, and I think we're heading over to Crookston for the final meet and greet on Sunday.
I just want to give the places so people know. In Alexandria, you're going to be at the Travelers Inn. That runs from 9 to 10. In Fergus, you're going to be at the VFW Post 612 in Moorhead, Cirillo's Restaurant and Wine Lounge, and the Blue Moose in East Grand. That's on Sunday from noon to 1 as well, unless that's been canceled. You didn't mention that one, but I think you're going to be at the Blue Moose in East Grand on Sunday.
Oh, yep,
right?
That's right. Yeah, and I think we're going to do a dinner there. Was that Sunday or Saturday?
That's Sunday.
Okay.
And believe me, by the end of this nominating process, you'll get up and ask an aide what town you're in. I've been there, done that, Chris.
Well, you know, Joel, I'm a military man, so sometimes I just take orders and I'm just told, hey, you put your head down, soldier, and you keep marching.
Okay, let's get to the first race first. What separates you from the other Republicans that want this job?
Well, I think you kind of hit into it, is that I'm the kind of guy that can win as a conservative in Minnesota, and I've been able to connect across party lines. You know, my district, I call them, it's blue-collar, hardworking Democrats. And these guys are compassionate for those that are truly needy. Like, I got a brother that's developmentally disabled, so nobody argues that we should help them. But these guys also fought a war, you know, saved our country, saved freedom, you know, World War II, worked all their lives. And now they're seeing people that are sitting on the wagon. They're not pulling the cart. And they're saying, hey, we got to change some things. And one of the things they're also seeing is that the party has really left them on a variety of issues. And you know, issues that are important also in rural Minnesota. And I think that also distinguishes me from the other candidates. I'm from St. Louis County. It's actually larger than three states in our union. And so I understand rural issues such as would be out in the Fargo-Moorhead area in Moorhead, Minnesota, and also up in East Grand Forks. So I get that. I'm also a strong Second Amendment person. So, you know, I have a little different perspective than from the Metro. And at the same time, I'm from Duluth, which is a larger city, so I can understand some of the problems that go on in the larger cities.
Let's talk about the separation, because it seems to me that with the way Minnesota has voted in the past couple of elections, there does seem to be a disconnect. The party of Michelle Bachmann may win in a congressional district carved out, but I'm not convinced, Chris, it can win statewide. And so maybe that's the appeal that the Republicans need to look at when it comes to you.
Well, and one of the things that I was very flattered about, Joel, is Stan Hubbard of Hubbard Broadcasting caught eye of me. And he's been supporting me. And he said, you know, Chris, you're a different type of cat. And what he understood is kind of what you're saying is we can't put forward what I call country club Republicans. And these are people that can only relate to people in the country clubs and to traditionally very strong Republican areas. We have to be able to reach out across party lines to independents and also to conservative Democrats. And that's something that I've been able to do. You know, a lot of people are amazed that I actually got the building and trades union up here to endorse me in my reelection. I got 60% in a Democratic stronghold where Obama was getting 70%. And one of the reasons is the guys slap me on the back when I come in and they say, you know what, Dahlberg, you're common sense and you're a reasonable person. And I think that approach works in Minnesota.
I don't doubt you a bit when it comes to that. Let's do the what if here. What if you get this nomination and what if the Republicans in Minnesota say we want you on our ballot in the fall? What separates you from current United States Senator Al Franken?
Well, you know, obviously he's going to have a record that he has ran on in 6 years. And I think my biggest argument, Joel, is I would say that Senator, you know, Mr. Franken has been a senator in search of a purpose. And what I mean by that is I don't think he really in 6 years has truly grasped what the biggest issue that's facing our country is. And I think the biggest issue that's facing America right now is we have a $17 trillion debt. And now with Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, that's 1/6 of the economy. So we are really going to be bringing down the country as far as I've got a 9-year-old daughter, and that's kind of what motivated me. We are saddling that generation with just an unacceptable burden of debt. And, you know, at the same time that these, to me, are the major issues, what Mr. Franken's worried about is that it might be dangerous to have fingerprints on an iPhone. And so I think, you know, we have to be more serious about really what's facing this nation. And that would be the heart of my issue. And one of the things I've talked about is, you know, I'm a military man. I talk about focus. You got to stay in your lane. And I think too often the federal government's getting into too many areas that whether you're from North Dakota or Minnesota, there should be state issues. And that's things like education, health care. I mean, they're even into child support trying to tell us how we do that. So I think that they need to get back to some of the traditional issues such as national defense, protection of our borders. These are, I think, the traditional issues of the federal government.
If I'm buying the product, if I'm going to sit there and say Chris Dahlberg is the Republican that I want to be on the ballot, this race is going to be watched nationwide. It's going to be one of those swing races that determines who has the majority in the United States Senate. And so I'm a Republican and I'm about to take a hard look at Chris Dahlberg. One of the questions I'm going to ask myself is, can he put together enough money to make this race? Can you?
Yeah, I think we're going to be. A couple things is, first, nobody's going to match Senator Franken. He, you know, has not only deep pockets himself as a millionaire, but he's got deep liberal pockets out in Hollywood and Broadway. And so I think he's going to raise, by any accounts, $20 million. Also in this race, there's a millionaire that's running, and I'm sure he's a fine gentleman. But, you know, one of the things that, you know, people have said is you don't buy the race in Minnesota, you earn it. And that's what I believe. You know, one of the things, Joel, it's said in this era of what I call, you know, showbiz politics, Hollywood Broadway politics, there's four qualities a candidate needs. And this is what's said nowadays. You have to be tall, dark, handsome, or a millionaire. Well, I'll tell you, Joel, I'm none of those. We're on radio right now. I'll tell you, I'm definitely not tall, dark, and handsome, and I'm not a millionaire. But I'm the type of guy, I've done 25 years of service to the country. You know, I'm the guy that will, you know, sweat blood for Minnesotans, and I'm going to work hard. And I think that's what Minnesotans look at the end of the day. You know, Minnesota is actually a small state, 5 million people. Right now, today, I'm calling you from Virginia, Minnesota. So I'm 50 miles north of Duluth. At the end of the day, I'm going to be at meet and greets down in the Twin Cities. So I got another 220-mile drive ahead of me today. But it's really, at the end of the day, it's small. You win this race by going to the Lutheran Church service in Wyckoff and walking down the street to their pancake breakfast, or going out to Moorhead or East Grand Forks. So it's one a day at a time.
You might disagree with them, but Tip O'Neill's you might disagree with his politics, but he was right. All politics is local.
I knew you were going to say that, but you're right on. And you know what my theme is it's, I say my theme is, it's a time for return to front porch leadership.
Yeah.
And I want to be Minnesota's next senator. And I want to feel, and I know sometimes it says, well, that's kind of hokey, but I want you to feel as if you're a U.S. senator, you could sit on the front porch with him and talk about your issues. And right now, you know, Lincoln said that this should be a government of the people, by the people, for the people. And I would argue it's turned into a government of the special interests, by the special interests, and for the special interests in Washington, D.C. So we have to bring back the power from Washington, D.C. to Minnesota. And one of the things that troubled me also, you look at Senator Franken with the Affordable Care Act. He allowed that decision to be placed or forced upon Minnesota. And think about this. There's 435 state representatives, U.S. congresspersons, 100 senators. So that's 535. Minnesota only sends 10 of their delegation there. So that means we got 2% at the table. Everybody's making the decisions for us, such as New York, which is the big population state, and California. And at the decision with the Affordable Care Act, look what Senator Franken did. You know, a doctor says, do no harm. Well, the first thing he did was our medical device industry. That was a nail in the coffin there. And not only that, but jobs. So, I'm excited about the race. I think we really can do better. I think that we can have a senator that's more representative of the values of Minnesota and understands Minnesota. Being here all my life I've lived, I'm in a fourth generation Minnesota, and I think I can reach out and I can represent well both the metro, but also more importantly, which has been lacking sometimes, rural Minnesota.
Chris Dahlberg, he's headed our way. He is coming to Fergus Falls, Moorhead, East Grand Forks, and Crookston. Chris, give your website so people can follow your campaign.
Sure. It's www.dahlbergnow.com. And again, it's dahlbergnow.com. And boy, I'd love to have people come out and stop in and have a cup of coffee and talk. And that's the way a government should be. You should just feel comfortable with the person. Your representative should be someone that you relate to and not one that seems like he's looking down his nose on you.
Chris, good to meet you. Look forward to meeting
you
in person.
Hey, nice to talk to you, Joel.
You bet.
Take care.
Travel safe. Let's go find...